Marcus, as this series has gone on, it seems like you've matched Scola's physical presence down there in the low post more and more and more tonight. It seemed like it was even more. Just talk about that aspect of going up against him, because he does bang.
Yeah, he's a real physical forward. You know, I think he's done a great job this series of making me be uncomfortable, you know, getting me out of my position and making me play from spots that I'm not normally playing from. But I think tonight, wherever I was, I was trying to get to the basket. I was trying to find my shot. I think normally when I got out of position in those first few games, I would try to get past it. But I think tonight, if he pushed me off the block, then I would try to go to the basket. Or, I was trying to make more of an effort to, be deeper down to the post.
LaMarcus, Greg Oden said you played with a mean streak tonight. Was that by design? Like, I'm not going to go down without a fight?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, all week. And, people have said stuff, what are y'all thinking? What are y'all going to do? And I think I've said so much that we can't talk about it no more. We just got to go out and play. I think that was my whole, mental state tonight, was just to go out and just leave it on the line, try to make all those plays and, try to do the things that I didn't do last game. And I think, if I do those things, then we should win. I think just, getting those rebounds and not giving them up and trying to get deep post position and make them where they have to guard me down low, I think that makes it easier on Brandon than everybody else.
Can you talk about that 15-0 run and the way you guys finished the fourth quarter?
I think tonight, guys played like this was, a game we had to have. I think, everybody stepped up tonight. Rudy made big shots, Travis made. I think everybody came to play tonight. And I think, that kind of gave Brandon time, to, feel better. And I think, once he got his rhythm and he felt a little better, then he came through in the fourth, in the fourth quarter like he always does.
Louis Scola had a pretty good first quarter, and after that, you just limited his fans. Can you talk about it? Any difference?
We have a thing we call five on the sidelines. We downed it, and I think all series. I think since the first game, we gave him that jump shot. In the first game, he really didn't look to shoot it, but I think ever since that first game, he's been looking to make that shot, and he's been knocking it down. So I had to, make a better effort to get out to him, and I think my teammates did a better job of trying to rotate to him because he's making that shot all night.
Casey. Marcus, how much did the change in the rotation affect your play tonight and affect the team's play?
What do you mean, starting Rudy?
Having Rudy in the game more and I think more of Travis too as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, we have guys that can play, and I think Rudy, having Rudy on the floor, that's one more threat. I mean, not to say Nick is not a threat, but, Rudy has made more threes, and I think, Rudy's more of an offensive player, so I think that makes it easier for guys to, score or, to get better space and having Rudy on the floor. And I think, having Travis big, because I think on the way I played tonight, 41, that's better than 40, that's better than 45. I think just getting that break, I had time to rest and come back strong.
LaMarcus, Greg was in for a lot of that 15-0 run. What did you see out of him?
He's coming along. I think he has a tendency to get down on himself, but I just keep telling him, if we need you out there, be confident. If you turn it over, just forget about it. Do it again. I think we're better when he's trying to make plays and he's aggressive rather than when he's thinking. I think tonight he did that. Offensive rebound. He guarded y'all well tonight. So I think, when he's confident and he's playing aggressive, then we're better.
This series is now just about the same thing it was after Houston took game one here, getting a game there. Is this third time the charm, maybe?
I hope so. I think when you play a team this many times, I don't think it can be too many surprises. If they double or if they do anything, I don't think they're going to surprise us with anything that they'll do. And just like, us fronting y'all and doubling y'all, that's not a surprise to them. So I think this game is going to be about, who can, execute their game better and, who's going to be the more physical team.
I'll take two more, Brian. What is it about Houston? You guys haven't won there. It seems to be you came close the last two games, but it seems to be a tough place for you guys to win. What is it about that place?
I don't know if it's Houston. I think it's just, when you look at good teams, the Lakers or anybody, teams win at home. And I think when you're at home, you have a tendency to make those plays, those offensive rebounds. So like us tonight, I had a big offensive rebound. I don't know if it's, being in Houston, I think just the home team has more energy from the crowd and they make those plays. And I think for us to win, we got to make those plays.
Joel said in the back here.
Joel said that he feels like the pressure is on Houston now going into Game 6 because he knows they don't want to come back here in Portland. Do you feel that same way?
Yeah, I mean, I think tonight, you know, I don't really think we felt any pressure, you know. I think, you know, we just said, let's just go out and play, and I think everybody did that. And I think now going back to their place, I think they feel like they want to win it because if they come back here, they know, you know, we play better here, guys are better here, and we're more physical here.
Thank you, everybody.